The project to rewrite the portion of a municipal code dealing with commercial, industrial, residential, and multi-use development began in 2002. Since then, there have been 5 drafts, scores of public meetings and hearings, along with years of weekly Assembly Title 21 committee meetings. The goal is to make the code more consistent with the sweeping vision for the city as expressed in the Comprehensive Plan, Anchorage 2020. By last summer, 13 of 14 sections or chapters had been provisionally adopted by the Anchorage Assembly. Chugiak, Eagle River, and Girdwood are separate chapters. Also last summer, Mayor Dan Sullivan contracted with former Assembly member Dan Coffey to work on possible amendments to the provisional version. Coffey is a commercial property owner who's also served on Anchorage's Planning and Zoning Commission. He generally reflects views closer to developers and commercial property owners. His contract ends July 1st. Dissatisfaction over the Coffey contract has grown among some groups who have backed what they see as the code's quality of life issues. Several filed requests to formally address the Anchorage Assembly at tonight's meeting. Cindy Carnes of Eagle River was one. Carnes says her request, like others, was denied by Assembly Chair Debbie Osiander.
All our responses came back the same, and that was, Assembly isn't dealing with Title 21 right now. The mayor has it in his office. Thank you for your interest in this endeavor. That's the kind of the response. It wasn't really a denial, but I see that we're not on the agenda either.
Carnes will attend tonight's meeting to protest her silent status. Former Assembly member Sheila Selkrig was another who unsuccessfully requested to speak. A former member of the Assembly's Title 21 Committee, she says the immediate issue is not Coffey's proposed amendments per se, but the process which created them. Selkrig adds the provisionally approved Title 21 chapters are already a compromise between various parties. Thus, further revisions should come to a fully approved code.
Have the Assembly act on the provisionally approved chapters and approve them along with the revisions that the Planning Department has recommended to make them kind of functionally work together. And then if the mayor has some amendments, to bring those amendments forward one by one.
Osiander responds that, first of all, how the mayor creates his proposed amendments lies beyond Assembly control. And she says provisional means just that. Amendments can still be put forward before final passage as long as they follow procedure.
All proposed amendments will go through the Planning and Zoning Commission, then to the Assembly Title 21 Committee, and then to the Assembly for adoption.
Osiander says before the mayor's amendments go to the commission, she'll have them posted on the municipal website. The commission's consideration begins the public comment possibilities, which continues through eventual Assembly consideration.
There will be multiple opportunities for folks to testify, to provide as detailed a comment as they like.
But not tonight. When does Osiander expect those amendments to come under full Assembly consideration?
My guess is actually the beginning of next year.
That's a long wait for those who feel the Title 21 changes are ready for final approval now. Tonight's Anchorage Assembly meeting begins at 5 p.m. with the public appearance portion scheduled for sometime after 6 o'clock, but before 7. Individuals can also address the Assembly on non-agenda items just before the meeting's adjournment. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.